Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Last week in our study of Joel chapter 1, we were talking about people that refuse to use their God-given talents in the church. Follow along in your Bibles today.
Foundation for the Bible stands.
Now I find it interesting, there are people that will sing in church but will never sing in the choir of that church because, oh, that's just almost like it's below them. They won't spend the time. God has given you a talent, and that talent could not only sing solos or in a group, but in a choir. You could sing in the bass, you could sing in the tenor, you could sing in the soprano, you could sing in the alto, and you could sing a part that others that are there that aren't as far along as you are, not as well gifted as you are, but could actually sing on key, and your lead could help them in that area and help that choir to sound better, so that the message of the song goes out and it's heard and it ministers to the heart of people. And when men refuse to use their talent God has given them, and there's a need there and they refuse to use it, those are men who are saved so as by fire. They get the reward here. They'll sing their solo and people say, oh, that was so good. And they receive that pat on the back. But in heaven, they're saved so as by fire. So as we look at that passage, it's as this virgin in verse 8. Her sorrow demonstrates the sorrow some will have in heaven. And again, as we said earlier, according to Revelation chapter 21, the tears are not dried until after that 1,007 years. Oh, you ought to compare eternity to the short lifespan. As a matter of fact, just that 1,007 years compared to your lifespan. Oh, the situation is so serious. But don't miss this. Also there in Luke 19, he said in verse 27, but those mine enemies, which would not that I should reign over them, bring hither and slay them before me. You know, that kind of reminds me of Proverbs 29 and verse 1. He that being often reproved hardeneth his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. Now I warn you, Revelation 20, 14 and 15 is coming. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire, and whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Friend Jesus Christ, God of heaven, who is a spirit, left, come to this earth, took on a human form, and he shed his pure blood for you. He rose bodily from the grave and ascended into heaven to prepare a place, but he's coming again. But he wants you to receive him as your God, as your Lord, as your master. He wants you to enter what he calls a marital relationship with him. Will you do that? Oh, he would save you if you will come to him. But we must go on now, because now we still have some more verses to go in this little section here that we're looking at. And now we see, again, the background. Let's review the background now here. There's been a plague of locusts that have devoured the land. Every green thing is gone. God is judging Israel, particularly the kingdom of Judah. The temple still stands, but the things needed for the offering are now gone. although they had grown a good crop. Now, it's gone. Now, as we saw that damsel here in verse 8, betrothed to a man, and he is suddenly dead, who was the desire of her heart. And then we look at today. We see the corrupted worship and the corrupted lives of so-called Christians that ought to awaken a deep grief in our soul. It grieves God's heart and has stirred him to call his army of locusts to do this destruction to his people. As he'll call Nebuchadnezzar nearly 200 years later to be his servant to take them into captivity. Even the worst of men and animals are under his control when he decides to use them. And Israel will be as broken as this damsel who had been betrothed. And when they should have come together to be one flesh, when it was almost the day of harvest, to gather in, he was taken out. And all was lost, all the harvest was lost. And all the rewards that God had laid up, and you count the loss. So in verse 8, the bereavement of that young virgin. You know, we, as men, in all ages, regardless of our relationship to God, feel a certain kind of a inner empathy or sympathy for the deep grief of the soul of that young virgin. But in the cause of God, the grief of a soul for lost souls and men going to hell and the failure of the local church and Christian lives and of those men who are supposed to stand. When we grieve about that, it's a sign of mental weakness, they think. They scorn the prophet, the preacher who is humble. Isaiah 57:15 says, "For thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy." Remember, he is an eternal God and he is holy. He's holy in all his ways and he's righteous in all his work. And so, the one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy, I will dwell in the high and holy place with him that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. Oh, yes, the world may attack those kind of people that are humbled before God and contrite about their sin. But God is going to exalt them, and God's going to exalt them greatly. So God brings them to their knees there in Israel. Christian, quit just acting religion, playing church, and get serious about walking with God in a matter that is holy and acceptable unto him. Sin has a devastating effect. Back up there in verses 2 and 3 of this chapter, he says, "Hear this, ye old men, and give ear, all ye inhabitants of the land. Hath this been in your days, or even in the days of your fathers? Tell ye your children of, and let your children tell their children, and their children another generation." Oh, don't let this thing die. Because if they don't hear, they may make the same mistakes. You know, they've been cutting history out of the art schools for some time, and American history, Constitution, and everything else, and now there's no respect for American history. It's been lied about, changed, and now you're getting what our forefathers left Europe to escape. Has now entered our land and is worse than what our forefathers had it in Europe. Isn't that interesting? So God tells them to remember. Now, first see here that sin's effect is on the priest, the Lord's minister, his servants. Because God cut off the supply for those whose worship was now corrupt. The meat offering speaks not of actual meat, but rather it referred to the vegetables and the drink offerings of the vine. I remember, and perhaps we all remember, of Christ two times casting out the money changers in the temple. It's not the sheep were bad, nor the meat and the drink offerings for the altar. That wasn't bad. You see, they had made the house of God a house of merchandise. The priests were getting rich off the offering. You might say they were getting a kickback. We see Jesus on two different occasions casting these men out of the temple, these money changers, to show how Israel of his day, that they had lost their land the first time for this sin. And they could be cast out a second time. And they were in A.D. 70. But we also see that the Lord was tempted in the wilderness, and Satan left him. But he did not leave him forever. He came back, tried again. You may win a battle against the devil, but don't let your guard down. You walk with God in the matter of holiness, because you let your guard down, the devil's going to be back with his minion. When Israel corrupted its worship, they had pleasure therein. There's no denying there was pleasure in their corrupted worship for them. But it was for a season. But then the judgment came. Now, they could rejoice and say how good it felt in the new wave of worship. And oh boy, they felt good in that man. Israel was popping. Jerusalem was going to town. I tell you what, now everybody was gathering at the temple. But they corrupted the worship. And as Jesus had to overturn the tables twice in his ministry. And how important is that? Whether it's a house of a sodomite or the houses of alcohol, drunkards, and whatever. He didn't go in and overturn the tables in a beer joint, in a house of prostitution, in a drug house. Oh, no. In his house, because his house, the house of prayer, it was a house that was to be holy. It was not to be a house of rock and roll and entertainment.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation for the Bible stands.